Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Ready to give up on your New Year's resolution? You're not alone. 80% of people will fail by the end of the year.
I mean, you lost in the first 7 hours of the new year.
That's true. It's Anna and Raven joining us from the Food Network. Chef Plum, multi-time winner on the Food Network, private chef out in the Hamptons. Even though I know you do a lot of charitable work in the Hamptons, every single time I look at your Insta story, it just looks like you're partying and not like you're actually cooking or doing anything good.
Well, if you're going to work, you might as well have fun, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Charity's great, too, but getting paid also a lot of fun.
It makes it easier to do charity if you're getting paid.
That's true.
I think a lot of people, myself included, fall into the rut. We make the same foods all the time and it gets boring. And it's hard to make innovative food with short time periods because you're always so busy.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody is so busy. But real food doesn't have to be hard or doesn't have to be difficult. You can make one thing and make it last for the rest of the week and do different things with it.
Just like anything else in life, if you do one thing, it doesn't have to be complex. You just have to do it really, really
just
well.
Just do it really well.
It could be simple.
Right.
As long as it's good, done well, it could be a signature item.
So we call this January. Every day this month, we're going to have a different expert come on to do some simple things that can make your 2020 better. It's feeding your family a little healthier, a little faster is definitely one of those things.
Absolutely. And one of the first recipes I sent over to you guys was this awesome lemon chicken with sweet potato and broccolini. Now, let's say you're going to make a sweet potatoes at the house, right?
Yep.
You're going to make for the kids. You're going to make it for yourself. I love sweet potatoes. Just for my wife and I would make two. But because I'm going to use them the rest of the week, I'm probably going to make, seven of them. Right, so then we have them because they'll hold the rest of the week. So with this particular dish, all you really have to make is one thing.
Food Network, Chef Plum with Anna and Raven.
Mm. So if you go to the store, you find those really thin chicken breasts. You see the thin ones that are sliced?
Yeah.
Okay, so you take these thin chicken breasts and you can cook them in a pan in literally a minute and a half, 2 minutes. They cook super, super fast. And the key with it is you want to put a top on it. The top helps it steam. What happens is you basically create a whole, its own like little weather system in there where the moisture starts to evaporate, hits the top of the lid, and then comes back down on top of the protein. That way it gets all the moisture in there, the juice in there, and it cooks very fast.
How do you take the pan off without the oil splatting out and smacking you in the face and giving you burns? Because it's happened to me more than once.
They take the pan off so it doesn't...
No, when you take the top off, the handle off, for some reason the oil always splashes me. Like, it comes out like,
Well, don't throw your face right in.
Keep the face
at a distance.
It's aggressive the way that the oil comes out of the pan.
How much oil do you have in the pan?
A lot.
I guess too much?
Probably.
How much are you supposed to put?
I mean, it depends on what you're cooking. For this particular recipe I have here, I think I put less than a teaspoon of oil in the pan. Take a half a lemon, and you're going to put it in the pan to cook with it. Now, what that does is it chars the lemon, which then adds that kind of sweet and sour to the dish when you finish it.
Okay, so we put the chicken in there, we put the lemon in there, we put a little bit of oil in there,
right.
Then what?
And then you let it go for about a minute and a half. Let it cook. You're going to flip it once. Now, I put a simple marinade on the recipe I sent you. It's really simple to do. And you can do it even easier. Just put it all on a paper plate, mix it up, and put the chicken in it. It's so great. And one of the great things we all forget about is tomato paste. Tomato paste adds so much flavor to stuff. I think you're going to see a resurgence of tomato paste in 2020.
Oh, really?
Tomato paste coming back.
Tomato paste is making a comeback in 2020.
Right. Coming back. Heard it here first
with Anna and Raven.
It's tired of being held down. It's coming back. I'm telling you. Listen, honestly. You see my shirt? It says free tomato paste.
Coming up next with Food Network Chef Plum, a dish that you've probably made a million times, but not like this. Super easy and definitely one of the number one things that's going to be trending in 2020. It's Anna and Raven joining us, 12-time Food Network champion Chef Plum. A few minutes ago, we talked about a lemon chicken you can make really quickly, but you've got a new twist on a family staple, huh?
So another great recipe I sent you guys for the website, too, is these awesome Mediterranean-style meatballs, right? We always think of meatballs as like tomato sauce and herbs and that sort of stuff. Those are delicious, right? But doing it in Mediterranean style is even better. So they've got a little feta cheese in there, a little mint, a little parsley, a little lemon. They are absolutely delicious, and I serve them with a tzatziki sauce.
A what?
Can you say it? Can you say that for me, Raven? Tzatziki.
Tzatziki?
There you go. Can you spell it?
It sounds like a quarterback
It's a delicious Greek delicacy.
Oh, okay.
That's right. It's tzatziki. Fantastic.
However, I did make some for you guys, and I brought them so you could taste them here. So let me get them plated up here on the official Anna and Raven plates.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys got your own cutlery, too.
I know. It's nice, right?
On there. It's crazy. You
big deal now.
Seriously, yeah. Blowing up in the world. These are delicious. And so what we do is a little Parmesan cheese, a little feta cheese, lemon. And then the key thing with these is that you actually cook them in the pan. You don't put the sauce on there with them when you're cooking them. And like I said, I make a little tzatziki sauce, which is super easy. I didn't send you a recipe for that, but I can definitely get it to you if you'd like.
I've actually made tzatziki sauce. You'll be shocked by that.
It's not hard.
It's not, but you have to like strain it, right? You have to strain it.
You know what I learned is that you take the when you use a box grater on your cucumber to grate your cucumber.
Oh, I'm afraid of graters. That's it. I'm out of that one already.
One time I grated my finger. It really hurt.
Yeah. Feel free to tell the rest of you.
How hard were you grating it?
I don't know. I get aggressive. I'm very aggressive. Right?
I wouldn't even be in the kitchen if the grater was out. If it's on the counter, I'm not going near it.
And if I have a manicure, forget it. There's going to be chips of nail polish inside.
Oh, here we go. Gosh, better than flesh.
Food Network, Chef Plum. All right, so you brought us these meatballs
try these. Oh, nice.
I love meatballs.
These balls are delicious because, like I said, there's lots of different flavors in there, lots of lemon, so they taste really like fresh and delicious. I didn't use ground lamb. In the recipe, I generally like to use ground lamb, but my wife likes ground beef. She won't eat lamb because it's growing up. She's like, I love lambs, and I can't imagine
eating them. Right, they have nice faces. They seem very friendly.
Good personalities.
Yeah, I mean, they all look great. Well, we won't get into that. Anyway, the idea here is you can use ground beef, you can use ground lamb, you can use ground pork too, I guess, but the fat content's going to be
delicious.
High. Delicious, right? I mean, literally, you take something like this, you can make a whole meal out of this, and you make a bunch of them, you got several meals throughout the week.
They're really good.
It's tasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is yummy.
No binders in this. So there's no bread. These are gluten-free. A lot of people put little breadcrumbs in there or a little cracker meal or something like that inside their meatballs. We did one egg yolk and then just the meat. And you don't overwork it. That's the key. If you overwork the meat, it's never good.
I feel like...
You gave me one. Give me another one.
Right, they're really good.
While she's talking.
But I've noticed that meatballs, I mean, there's stores that are just selling meatballs, fast food places.
Trucks.
And, you know, I'm an Italian girl. Like, we have meatballs with our pasta.
Sure.
But I've realized that if you just get rid of the pasta and you just eat the meatballs, it's actually somewhat healthy.
Healthier.
Yeah, right. It's healthier for sure. I mean, pasta's going to always be there, but you're seeing a lot of different options for pasta these days. You know, when you go from things like, you know, seaweed pastas, jellyfish pastas, you can even look at rice pastas, things that people would rather have that than have a regular pasta.
For the record, I never wanted jellyfish pasta ever in my life. Ever.
Not once.
Never.
Not
stay tuned, guys.
Once,
next
hippie.
Week on Anna and Raven, I'm back with jellyfish pasta.
Stay away from me, hippie.
It's true. They do make pasta out of jellyfish.
All right. If you want these recipes for the chicken and these meatballs that are delicious, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or head to annaandraven.com. We got all the information there.